So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome, everybody. It's Dan. Hope you're well today. So it seems like we are very intermittent when we're doing our podcast. And that's because we are. We're really busy at the moment, which is all good. Very busy as a business. We're growing and all of that good stuff. And actually, that's what this podcast is about, because we were nearly taken out of the game by Google. I mean, not nearly. We were taken out of the game for a whole week, in fact. Google took our website down. And whenever you landed on our website, there was a big red sign saying this website has malware on it. And I do know that we lost a few potential customers for it because it happened, and not a lot we could have done about it. Malware, we have no idea how it even got on. We have Site Scanner on our website, as we do all year round. It runs daily checks for malware and viruses. We don't upload anything onto our website. So honestly, goodness knows how on earth we got a problem with Google, but we got this malware warning. So we ran even more scans. We ran every scan we could find, and there was just no malware on our website. It's just bizarre. We couldn't work it out. And then of course we try and contact Google. Obviously, Google doesn't care, because why should it? And it was like this realization that Google can literally come like that and take you out of a game, and you're out of a game. Like we were. We were out for a whole week, and we were really, really lucky. And the reason why we were really lucky is because we've got a business that's set up so that when a client comes on board, it's not just like, unless it's a website, you know, if we sell a website, it's a one-off, but generally it's Facebook ads. And so there's a 3 to 6 month Facebook ad campaign. And usually we retain 99% of all our clients. I mean, we very rare do we actually lose a client. We have a good retention. And so we were really, really lucky because even, you know, it's the 1st of December today, and even this morning, I was looking at what our profit is going to be for this month. And we're already in profit this month because we have people on retainers all the time. And if it wasn't like that, you know, if we had to go out and make $5,000 every month, or $10,000 or $20,000 every single month, starting from zero, it would have absolutely taken our website down. And so this was really useful, because part of me was like, you know, I've created a list of your ideal business. What should your ideal business be? And it should be monthly recurring revenue, high margin, high retention, and so on. And scalable, repeatable, predictable, all that stuff is what a business should be in my mind. And if you've not got a business like that, Google comes, takes down your website, you're screwed. I mean, you're screwed. What are you going to do? And then, obviously, because we're a marketing company, and people are like, oh, that doesn't look very good if you're a marketing company and your website's down. And it doesn't. And there's nothing we could do. We did everything. We threw a lot of money at the problem. That didn't solve it to begin with. And so, despite all this, we were incredibly lucky. Our website went down, and people were emailing us saying, your website's down, big red thing, loads of malware. And like, oh, my gosh. So, we eventually managed to find some malware on the website. We have absolutely no idea. Our websites are well protected. We don't just upload crazy stuff to a website. And if we do upload stuff, it's images and it's videos. Very difficult to get malware. We've got malware software protection on our computers. We all have, right? We're a digital marketing agency. We know this stuff. I used to sell security products 25 years ago. We know this stuff inside out and back to front, and yet we still got hit, and our website still went down. And as I say, we were really, really lucky, because if we didn't have this monthly recurring revenue, the money came in regardless as to whether our website was up. That's one of our saving graces. And as we move forward into our future, hopefully a positive future, that will also continue to be a saving grace. And because we have high retention for our customers, we're very, very lucky. We're not having to completely go back to the start and generate more cash. I remember once, by the way, I've worked in sales all my life, and I remember once my sales manager at the time, we had a really good month. Like we broke all records and it got to the end of the month and we're celebrating, we're high-fiving. And he said, brilliant, back to zero tomorrow then. Oh, talk about deflated. And you're like, all that work I had to do back in those days, I had to do it all over again. It was a terrible business model, really, when you think about it. Get yourself a business where you've got monthly recurring revenue of some kind. I mean, our property sourcing training, which is 27 quid, pulls in £500 to £700 a month without us doing anything. But that relies on people landing on a website and actually making those sales. So during that week, we lost out on those sales because they were one-offs. You know, it's a one-off £27 sale. It's not a monthly recurring revenue stream. Whereas on our digital marketing agency, generally, you pay for content and you pay monthly and you pay for 6 or 12 months every single month. And that's in the contract. And so that's why we were really, really lucky. But we were also very lucky because we've actually got a second website, which I'm going to show you, which I can show you now. I'm just going to pull this website up. So we've actually got a second website, and why is that not there? Header, title, display, there we go. So let me just share this with you, transition. So this is, and for some reason, I'm just looking at the screen, it's really far out, it's really far over. Let me just change that second screen and make it a bit, let's see if that does it. No, I don't know. Anyway, look, you get the general idea. It's not showing full screen for some reason. But this is our second website. So it's got marketing, it's got Facebook ads, website design. So we were actually really lucky as well because we've got a second website. And so we were able to just drive people over to this website and it's got loads of testimonials. It looks really good. But it didn't look like this when we first got the problem. And so we moved very, very quickly. And same day, in fact, recreated our original website onto this second website. And is it in here? This is more like how it used to look. It was just a very basic secondary website. It's actually not that basic. It's got plenty of stuff on there, but not as good as our main website. So then we actually went in and increased our backup website to look much, much better. And you need this. Like, what we could have done is we could have actually redirected the domain name, daniellatto.co.uk, and we could have redirected that to this website, and nobody would have known that our website went down, whilst at the same time we were looking for this malware. And that's what we could have actually done, because we had this second website that was already up and running mostly. It needed a few changes. Logos needed updating, a bit of extra content and that kind of thing. And basically we just copied it off our old website and put it into the new website. Some very similar elements in this website that's on our main website. And so we got really lucky again. Again, we got really lucky. And we're really lucky because we not only have the ability to have a second website, but when our main website went down, We dealt with it. We went on to LinkedIn. In fact, LinkedIn, Twitter and Facebook, I think he's still pointing at this old website. Just literally remembered that I actually need to go change it back to the new website, to the main website. But for the whole, most people didn't realise that our website had gone down because we just had this ability to redirect it over to this across all our social media packages, and this website was up and running. And so you need a second website. And there's a couple of reasons why I think you should have a second website. So reason number one is if Google comes and takes you down or something happens, the server blows up and, you know, you're with a hosting company, it's not got backups or secondary servers, or just something happens and your website goes down, you want to have the ability to go, okay, we can handle that. Let's point the domain name, the .co.uk, to the secondary website so that if shit hits the fan, that's all right. We got a bigger fan. It's not a problem. We can handle that. Number two is from a keyword optimization point of view. So, for example, when I look at this website and I look at the Google Analytics, I can see that this website is actually ranking pretty well for some of our keyword terms. from a Google point of view, from an SEO point of view, search engine optimization. So one of the reasons why you want to have a second website, as well as the safety, as well as avoiding this dreadful situation where Google might come and just take you out completely, is that having a second website will enable you to have some better ranking. And you can take this to the nth degree, which is what we did about 15 years ago. We owned a short-term lets serviced accommodation type business in Leeds. And if you type short-term lets Leeds or serviced accommodation Leeds, and this was before the days of Airbnb, but when you typed in those, we owned the first page of Google. Like literally we had 7 or 8 websites that all ranked incredibly well, and it dropped everybody else off the front page. And we were very, very good at that. And there's two really big reasons, but the biggest reason is, and it's just this final point here before I go, is that if your business relies on your website, you don't want to risk it. And I'll say that again, because it's really, really important. If your business is reliant on closing people from your website, and your main website goes down, like, how screwed are you? Like, literally, pretty screwed, I would suggest. And it's worrisome. I didn't used to believe that you needed second websites in case your main one went down, until our main one went down, and it was just a week, but it's had an impact on our business. And, you know, our new customer generation stopped, and our customer lead generation was on fire, and now it's slowly catching back up again. But it's slow, right? That momentum that we had disappeared overnight because our website went down. Now, like I say, we have monthly recurring income. In fact, for January, we're already in profit. For February, we're already in profit, as long as we are able to retain our clients. And obviously, nobody knows what's going to happen there, but generally, our retention is pretty good, right? But if your business relies on your website and you've not got a second website and your main website goes down, you're going to have a problem at some point. And this second website is almost like an insurance policy that you pay once for. It's like £400. Buy the damn thing. Get a replicated version of your current website. It can be slightly different, of course, but the branding should be the same. The colours should be the same. Your overall messages should be the same. The ability for people to buy online should be the same. That's number one. And then number two is you can then start to keyword optimize it so that then you're starting to get a second bite of a cherry from, you know, when people are typing in your product, your main website comes up and then potentially your second website comes up. Anyway, look, hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you in the next podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.